between the first Sifri Beis. Come up from Shemut al-Sanani and the Suda, go to the Sanano, be Kfifa, meet any situation which you are allowed to filter out wine with a cloth, then you're allowed to filter out with a basket that's made out of willow branches and the like. We're talking about, according to the first thing that we saw before, wine that is not fully filtered, there's still impurities inside of it. At that level of wine, you're not allowed to use a plastic filter for. But you are going to use this basket, since it's not the classic way of filtering. Same thing with water, which is not fully filtered, and a lot of people that wouldn't drink it as is. So we saw that if you're allowed to filter it in the second grade filtering, this is also permissible. He should make sure that this basket is not a tefach above the bottom of the kli that you're filtering it into. So it shouldn't look like you're doing the regular weekday way of doing. Yeah. It says in Mishnah Berurah, according to this, the wine and the water which the average person would drink as is, and there's no problem of filtering at all on Shabbos, you'll have to lift this up the tefach also.
Yeah.
Maisa, this is according to the opinion that the reason why you're not supposed to lift this basket of tefach above the bottom of the kli is because of the proof of the choil, it looks like you're doing filtering. But there's another reason we show him that it looks like you're making an oil. According to that, no matter what you're filtering with it, there'll be a problem because it looks like you're making oil. And the issue continues also that this issue of oil, since it's not a full-fledged oil, it looks like an oil, it's only also if you cover up the entire opening of the cleave. If you're holding one hand over the cleave, and you pour the other hand into this basket, since it's not fully covering the opening of the kli, it doesn't look like the oil, and therefore you don't have the problem of the oil, even if you're holding more than tefach above.
Yeah.
The Shulchan says that even according to the time of the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to make a shina, it's also considered a shina. The kid says the basket does not cover the entire opening of the kli that you're filtering into, then you don't have to be marked, it should be a tefach above the bottom of the kli. So if you give him a kli, shema arim, or yayin me'achovis, or yitin, b'fiz, kashim, k'samim, b'choskoi, shem ha'matanen, z'vayim nizu. You have a kli that you pour out from a spigot, or the light you're pouring out from wine from the barrel, you shouldn't put all kind of twigs and things in that spigot, which basically is causing it to filter what comes out of it, because it holds back everything except for the wine itself. So that's also a type of filtering which is also on Shabbos. If you have wine in a large kli or in a barrel, you're pouring it out from there into another kli. So even though you're pouring off the wine, which is pure wine, and the dregs are on the bottom, it's not considered butter, since you're pouring off the part, but it's not really mixed together with the undesirable part. But you have to stop. Well, you get to the point that you don't have a large stream of wine anymore and just have some drips dripping out. Because basically what's coming out is when you have a big stream of wine, so the wine on the top of the dregs is coming out. But when you get to the point that all your drips are coming out, that's already, you remain with just a mixture, which is primarily the solus, and dripping out of that, that is a type of boiler.
Yeah.
That's muhat when you're doing that for butter, that last drop. So anytime you have a situation of a liquid which is usable and on the bottom it's a mixture of undesirable things, you let it pour off till you get to the point that there's very little left and it's going to drip out clearly from the undesirable part on the bottom. Ramot says, look like we have always all these dogs, they should collect them in the yang tehetes. You're also allowed to pick up the kli on something higher up so that it will pour out quicker. Now, the Shabbos says that this is talking about a case where you want to drink it after a period of time, because what you're doing is you're pouring out the desirable part from the undesirable part, so that's Eichum Tov Seilus. But if you want to drink it at that meal, then since we say it's Eichum Tov Seilus and it is not considered using a kli, because it's just pouring it out of the kli, then it's permitted.
Yeah.
If you put, like the previous situation, you put these twigs in the spigot so that it prevents the undesirable parts from coming out when the wine comes out, then it will be prohibited, even if you are doing it for immediate use. But once again, if you're first pouring out the clear wine on the top, even if you have those twigs or you have some type of filter on the spigot, it's all right, because no boiler at all. But when you get that down to the bottom, there will be also even for immediate use. And the same idea is if you have a chum, a whole layer of oil on top of it, fat on top of it. So to pour out that fat is also, because the fat is the undesirable part, so you're taking out the cells from the oil. Yeah, once again, if you have large amounts, you pour up to the point that you just get drips of the fat out of the, and you remain with a layer of fat over the oil, so that will be alright. And this should be another eight, so if you pour out together with the fatty part, you pour out the oil also. That's also would save the situation. Yeah, and that specific point, Chazan Ish is not happy about, because the mice were primarily involved in taking the flavors from the oil. Suf says, well, Mishanele Shanotu Mechado Lissanana, Mutu Lissim Avitza. You have a filter, and you put mustard in it, you filter out the mustard seeds from before Shabbat. Now on Shabbat, you're putting an egg into it, that has a yellow and has a yolk, has a white. Even though the yellow part goes down together with the chargo, all the yellow stuff goes down, the chelmon is shown amala, and the white of it, we're talking about uncooked egg, you make on top, that's not considered bird. So clearly you're doing some type of flavor over here, because you're splitting up the white of the egg from the yolk of the egg. Even so, we say that it is not a problem. Why? Because even though you're not going to eat the white that remains on top and eating the yellow, but because the way Mishnah Berurah brings the explanation is that you're not coming to eat the yellow either, you're just independently just using it to make the mustard look better.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a very big Kiddush that basically seems to be a svara that butter is when one is kosher to you and the other one's not so kosher. But here, that you're only using it for the coloring. That also doesn't give such a hashi.
Yeah.
If you take, according to this, if you're taking it out to eat the yolk, he wants to eat only the yolk, then it'll be awesome. Yeah. But there are those that are more lenient. They say the two parts of that are considered the same thing, and therefore there's no difference. The truth says one shouldn't be mafra at that point, that if you want to eat the yolk, you should not do this, only if you're using the yolk as a diet. So according to this, since we are told that the yolk and the white are two things, you can't use the cleat to separate one from the other. If you want to put, let's say, just white and some type of drink, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If you crack the egg in half and you pour from one peel to the other, that's not considered